Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm going to read some of your comments. When President Trump had made his speech saying that he is going to run, which I think we all expected, I don't think he took any blame for the lack of a Republican wave. And again, I don't know if I would really blame him either. I think there were a lot of factors that came into play this election, and I think there was an overzealous media wanting to make it sound like it was going to be a landslide, so that when it wasn't, it looks like there was a loss. I haven't really seen landslides in a while. I think the last landslide I saw was the Reagan-Mondale. Was it that election? I forget. You know, which real true landslide. Most of these elections have been pretty damn close. But mail-in ballots came up. And President Trump, or former President Trump, who was again trying to replicate what Grover Cleveland had done, where two non-consecutive terms that he ran for won. But President Trump said that if he is elected, he is going to require voters to have IDs. He's going to require same-day voting and only paper ballots. Now, this drew a lot of applause from the room. I think it drew a sigh of relief from many others, but it's also drawn some criticism. On Facebook, when I had posted the question, could Trump win again? Abdul says, "Welp, Citizens United decision opened those gates years ago." Now, I think he was commenting on something I'd said in that segment. Dory said he sure could. Get out the rhinos, just dismiss them. She says media won't change. He fights that. They would be on DeSantis just as hard, but they will pretend DeSantis is the better choice. That's because they fear Trump and always will. Heather says her money is on DeSantis, but you never know. Jeff says Trump can absolutely win. He has to fix the mail-in ballot BS, though. There has to be voter ID and in-person voting. No more ballot harvesting. If the playing field is level, he will crush any Democrat, he writes. He won his first two elections and won this one, too, if the rampant fraud is fixed. So they said, we'll see by Florida's results. People are sick of Democrat degeneracy. So a lot of you guys have opinions. Abdul writes, first proof, widespread voter fraud, and then you could talk voter ID. So there's been some back and forth, and I'm sure there's going to be more comments. But I told you I'm a little perplexed by what happened this election because I came in to vote, asked to show them my ID. They go, we don't need it. Maybe if you want to show it, you can. And I'm like, well, okay, fine. I'm Natasha Oleander. I mean, I could have said I was ever any name, but I didn't, because people know who I am. So I go, all right, I'm Dahlia Wax, here to vote. And they're like, we don't have you in the system. Like, what the hell are you talking about? You don't have me in the system. Nope, you're not on the system. So I'm like, well, that's kind of ridiculous. So they move me, to the side. Well, let's have you talk over here to this person over here. Don't you hate it when you keep being the person in the store or at the restaurant? Let's kind of move you to the side, right? So I moved to the side, and they said that it was completely purged. I was purged from the system. How? Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Let's hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Frank calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Am I saying it right, Doc, when I call you Meshuggah?
Long time no hear. Is this our buddy Frank? Frank, how you doing?
Yes. Well, am I saying it right, Meshuggah?
You are, but you better not be calling me Meshuggah. You better not be calling me that.
about my, yes.
Yeah, that better not be your question.
My doctor.
Yep.
Yes, it's not. It's not. If you were my doctor, and I have full-blown neuropathy, and I would only wish this, I would only wish this on the illegitimate president. What would you prescribe for neuropathy?
Well, here's the thing. It depends on why you're having the neuropathy. If you're B12 deficient and vitamin deficient, it would get you on your B12 shots. There's gabapentin, Neurontin, Lyrica. But if your neuropathy is happening because you have a disc issue, then I might send you to the spinal surgeon or the pain manager specialist for either injections of the disc that's causing the neuropathy or the surgeon to help address the disc issue or facet issue or spondylolisthesis that's happening. So it all depends on what's the source of your neuropathy.
A doctor, and you know I'm a big fan.
Yes, thank you.
Well, sex used to be an issue, but not anymore. At my age, you summed it up in one word, and I'm not, boom, deficient. Yes, I'm very, and I'm not going to change my ways. Doc Daly, I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to you from midnight to two. Yeah, you're nothing but beauty. You're wonderful. Well, and thank you for pointing out my deficiencies.
No problem. And thank you for showing off your breadth of knowledge of Yiddish, because I got to tell you, not a lot of people know how to speak Yiddish. So, you know, Meshuggah is a term for crazy. So, intriguing that you know that word. So good for you. But thank you, Frank, for calling. Hope you feel better. Yeah, neuropathy plagues a lot of people. It's one of the reasons why we need pain medication. And I fear that our ridiculously indiscriminate rules against providers helping people fight through the pain. I don't have neuropathy, but for my patients who did, oh, my God, I would have wished that on my worst enemy, just as Frank had said. This is not, it is not easy, and it is a curse to have neuropathy. So, but we do have medications out there, Lyrica, gabapentin, Neurontin, you know, other nerve, you know, suppressing agents that can help, but sometimes it just doesn't cut it. 1-877, Dr. Daly. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Daly here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Luann says, Doctor, I have MS and will probably never vote in person again. I need mail-in ballots, but do understand how there's room for fraud. I hope the Democrats don't ruin it for people handicapped like me. Richard writes, Republicans are done if they don't get back to elections the way they used to be. It's insane to not require ID or to allow mail-in ballots. Okay, you know, it's interesting. I had posted on Facebook the other day when everybody was getting mad at, not about my va-va-voom. I did post that I was marked safe from somebody asking, how's my va-va-voom? I can't stand that commercial. It drives me flipping crazy. They need to do something about it. But I had posted, when everybody was getting mad at Las Vegas, Nevada, and us in Clark County, for not flipping counting the ballots on time, I had said, look, guys, it's not that we don't have our poop together. It's that mail-in ballots are a cluster. I had to correct myself saying massive mail-in ballots are a cluster. We've always had some element of absentee voting or mail-in ballots. if somebody was too sick or unable to vote, there were ways to do proxy voting, or they were in the military. It's the massive mail-in ballots that are a cluster and a half. So I don't want to agree with Richard that the Republicans are done for, but it allows a lot of mess and chaos if the majority of people are not going up to a system that is supposed to be vetted and safe to vote. If people aren't going to use that system and they're going to now use the post office, and what was it in Baltimore? They found thousands of ballots just sitting there. And this was in Baltimore a couple months ago. 2020 ballots. Okay, that's a problem. And God bless the post office, but come on, people. That was the 2020 election. Why did the ballots get there? So, I think, was it in California? They found some more ballots. Some ballots were Santa Cruz. Yeah, I think this was in the Bay Area, where ballots were found in the mountains. Postal inspectors in D.C. are joining an investigation into completed ballots that were stuck in a ravine in the Santa Cruz Mountains. According to some of the people, the ballots were recovered. The ballots were delivered to the post office on Payne Avenue in West San Jose. That is now the starting point for the investigation. Several voters said they mailed those ballots using the drive-through mailbox at the location because the post office lobby is closed on weekends. Now that mailbox is out of service. They said taking a closer look reveals that now the mailbox lock is missing, which means any random person on the weekend could access a mail box. And that's some major fraud right there. Lou and Janet Witkin, who are two of the people whose ballots were found in the ravine, are grateful to know it got attention from the top. I am. I'm glad somebody, nobody seemed to be paying attention to 2020. I'm glad somebody's paying attention now. And so, but the deadline for ballots to be into the registered account is November 14th. That's why it's been taking so long in California with the House race, even though it looks like Republicans are going to have a majority in the House. The delay is because the ballots have to be in by a certain time. So she says to think that our votes this time would not be counted did not pass very well with us. She said anyone wants to use this incident as some sort of an example of faulty voting system. They reject that notion completely, but we believe in the integrity and the professionalism of the election people, they said. So we absolutely have not lost faith in those processes or any of the people that run them. Now, the reason why I've read that quote is one of you last week had said, look, if people don't trust mail-in ballots, then they should vote in person. And then they can trust that their vote made it. Why is it then such an issue? Well, number one is, I didn't get my mail-in ballot. Neither did one of my family members. So who voted for us? You could get in trouble if you vote twice, depending on the city you're in. And so I voted in person. And I was like, if you guys get anything in the mail, it's fake. Okay, I'm voting in person. And I had my family vote in person because we all didn't get our mail-in ballots. The mail-in ballots could allow a duplicate vote. Not cool. You also have individuals who really love, really dig the whole mail-in ballot. Luann, I don't blame her. She has MS. She can't be going to and standing in long lines at a poll. I mean, it was raining. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was raining. It was cold. It was. I don't want somebody with MS trying to be slipping and sliding, trying to get, you know, into a trailer to vote. Not easy. But the problem is again, it's the massive. The mail-in ballots were never an issue, never an issue. Well, I mean, maybe mild issue if it was really, really close. But because it was only 5,000 or 10,000. And so most races were called before they even had to start counting. Now it's the majority. Trump said in his speech yesterday that he's going to require voters to have IDs, require same-day voting, and only paper ballots. He said he wants all votes to be counted by election night. Complaints over lengthy counts in Arizona, Nevada, California are still growing louder. People are pretty upset, according to News Nation Now. He repeated a comparison to France election, saying that France is able to report same-day results. We used to be able to, too, for the most part. Maybe some races would take a day or two, and they would have to count the absentee ballots. It had to be in by a certain time. But now it's, again, and here's the thing, too, whether you're Democrat or Republican, you don't want anybody thinking that if your candidate won, it was fake. Okay, this is for everybody. Nobody wants there to be a doubting of the election process. So you cannot have room for error. You cannot have days after an election go by. Now, one of you would ask, why is that a big flipping deal that an election isn't called the day of? Well, if you look at the way we do elections, do you notice how you don't get any results in until maybe 7 o'clock Eastern time? So you're sitting waiting all day going, come on, these people had, you know, early voting and mail-in ballots. Where the hell are the results? The reason why is if you advertise the result, it could affect voting. In Nevada, when I was on the Steve Sanchez show giving results, we didn't get until after, I think, 10 p.m., the first of the Nevada numbers. Why? Because they had to wait till the polls were closed. They had to wait till everything was in. Because they didn't want somebody sitting there in line going, oh, it doesn't matter. Sisolak's ahead. My vote won't count for Lombardo anyway, so why vote? I'm going to leave. They didn't want there to be a bias. So they wait. Everybody waits until, you know, the last vote is in. And then they're like, well, now we can publish the results. But the problem is the ballot counting and bringing boxes in of ballots. And that can leave, I mean, we think it's a closed system with the post office, but now they found ballots in a ravine in Santa Cruz. Let me see what we have with Baltimore. What happened there? Hold on a second. Baltimore ballots found. I have to kind of search it. Sorry, as we go. Okay. Oh yeah. Now I can't find the art. Now I can't find it. But there were. I think it was post office. I don't think I could pull it up now. That's frustrating. But remember, a few weeks ago there was a bunch of ballots, or a couple months ago, ballots found just sitting there from the 2020 election. That it's not a closed system. So if Trump, there we go. August 23rd. Of this year, they found mail-in ballots from 2020 discovered at a Baltimore USPS facility. The Baltimore City Boards of Elections at the time was trying to figure out how that happened. Mail-in ballots are supposed to be prioritized for a block of homes in Southwest Baltimore. Never got through. Now, it doesn't say if that area is Republican, if that area leans Democrat, doesn't say. But I told you guys, with our ballots, if you didn't use the privacy sleeve, and if you voted for somebody, you could see that person got voted, and then you could tell if they're Republican or Democrat or not. So, something does have to be done. And it needs a conversation. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. no more guessing when to get in or out of the trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales are coming in better than expected. They rose by 1.3% last month after not changing at all in September. Higher gas prices contributed to a bigger sales number at service stations. The same can be said for motor vehicle and furniture sales. A bus of illegal immigrants from the southern border has arrived in Pennsylvania, and the mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kinney, is no fan, saying the illegal immigrants are people, not politics.
It is sad and outrageous that Governor Abbott and his administration continue to implement their cruel and racist policies, using immigrant families, including children, as pawns to shamelessly push their warped political agenda. We aren't going to play into sensationalism.
Texas has now sent illegal immigrants to four cities, including New York City, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my spending has gone down. I don't like what things are costing. In fact, I'm going to be seeing a friend of mine for lunch on Friday. And I'm like, I got this one. I'm buying. And I'm a little nervous because the prices, this is supposed to be pretty inexpensive. Prices are pretty ridiculous. I'm probably going to be looking at $40 for lunch, not including tip. And I'm like, okay, that's a lot of money for going to lunch. So, I know we should just go like Taco Bell, but no. I want to sit down, grab a sandwich. It's just basically a tavern place, get some sandwiches or a burger. Gonna be expensive. And yeah, I think about it. Everybody thinks about it. Billionaire Jeff Bezos thinks about it too. In fact, as they're starting layoffs, Jeff Bezos has given us tips on how to survive a recession. I know the Biden administration is not saying they're in a recession. In fact, I'm seeing the internet change, saying that the Great Recession during the Obama years ended in 2009. The Great Recession ended to the January 20th, 2009. What are you talking about? 2014 and 2015 sucked. What are you talking about here? 2009 is when it started. I'll give it 2008. But no, that, so while everybody's still dancing around what a definition is, your billionaires aren't mixing words. They're, yeah, Jeff Bezos said you can prepare for a recession by holding off buying big ticket items like TVs and cars. He thinks the U.S. economy is going to be in a recession throughout 2023. I think we're already there, but some people say it's going to happen next year. Which, by the way, is a win for the Republicans. If they had won and done a landslide and had a red wave or red tsunami, as everybody had hoped on the Republican side, then when the recession does finally get acknowledged by most of the country, even though most of us kind of see it, they, who's going to be blamed? They're going to say, you see, we were fine until the Republicans came to power. So, one thing that definitely benefits a political party is not to be in office when the poop hits the fan. Well, the poop is hitting the fan. It's continuing to hit the fan. It's going to continue to hit the fan even more. So Americans can take the risk off the table by keeping their cash for a rainy day. He spoke to CNN Business, and he said people should hold off on big purchases and keep some dry powder for the future. He couldn't predict how long the downturn would last, but said the U.S. would likely be in a downturn very soon if it's not in one already. So when you hear Bezos, and you know that they're already starting their layoffs, I think the layoffs have already been happening, the proof is in the pudding. Let me see if I have how many people were laid off today. Sorry about this, guys. Let me see. Yep, they've already started. The Alexa unit and the cloud gaming division have, I think, already started being hit. A lot of tech, hardware, and service teams, we're being told. Meta also having layoffs, Twitter, many of them. Now, I agree with Bezos. Whatever you don't have to spend, don't. I know we got the holidays coming up, and people panic. They go, well, we have to get a gift, or we got to get a gift for the family, or we got to get something big, or we got to do something. You know, you don't necessarily have to. You know, you guys could take a trip, make the trip a present. You guys could, I mean, how I look at things is, okay, so I need a new AirPods. Because I lost mine. Those things, they fall out of my ears. I don't know what the hell happens, right? And they ran out of battery before my phone could figure out where they are. So I don't know where. I lost a set. So I got another set. As far as I'm concerned, that's my early Hanukkah Christmas present. All right? You know, if you need tech, you know, for work and stuff, you could kill two birds with one stone. Do we really need a brand new TV? No, we don't. So, you know, where can you cut? It's really hard holiday season. And I'm going to be giving you guys some ideas on how to save. I always give you guys ideas for gifts that are pretty cheap. But as things are getting more expensive, it's harder and harder to give your office gifts or give your, give your neighbors gifts. I notice a lot of them are now baking cookies, but I don't know who's gluten-free. I don't know who has a peanut allergy. I don't know who's even going to eat food from another person. So, you know, and you guys know I don't bake or cook really well. So, nobody's going to want to eat what I make anyway. So what do you do? How do you do gifts pretty inexpensive? Well, if you do, let's say have like an office or a lot of people and you're like, well, I want to get them all something. I want to get each person in the office. And there's like 30 people something, and it's not your office. This is like a friend's office or somebody you work with. People love gift cards. And you could get away with like a $5 Starbucks gift card that make people happy. So get a whole bunch of $5 gift cards, throw it in a basket with some candy, boom. Make great basket, everybody gets a gift card, they got something from you. It has your name on it. So it's not just like, you know, a fruitcake where they're like, well, who got us this? And nobody knows. And if you're going to be spending a few hundred dollars for a basket, a $5 gift card for 30 people is $150. Basket is, I don't know, anywhere from $5 to $10. Crepe paper, some candy in there. Under $200, you can make 30 people pretty happy. I used to go to Bed Bath & Beyond, or is it Bath & Body Works, and they would have $5 soaps. So if it was an office where I thought it was a bunch of women or people who would love soaps, everybody could grab a soap. So for $5, I would have 30 of them in this. Everybody could grab something, and it's better than cookies and cake that where everybody's flooded with cookies and cake. With employees. You know, there's Christmas bonuses, there's raises. A lot of you have talked about how there's no flipping way you could do a Christmas bonus this time of year with minimum wage going up and wages needing to go up. Well, then there you go. Give them the raise at Christmas. You got to give something at Christmas time. And rather than being known as the Scrooge that didn't give anybody something for Christmas, if you need to give them a raise anyway this spring or next summer, maybe do it at Christmas. Guys, my Christmas gift to you guys is everybody's getting a raise. Everybody. Not going to be a big raise, but everybody's going to get a raise. And that's going to be remembered. That's the other thing people have a big problem with, is they give a gift and it gets forgotten. That's why I like gift cards, because it has to be used at a later date. And even though people can still forget, that lasts a little bit longer than some other gifts. You know, I told you, let's say you have somebody who's a gardener enthusiast. You got a family member that loves gardening. I just get a little basket, throw some seeds, throw some gardening tools in there, a little book, little cute stuff for the garden. You could do that for $25, $30 and be done. And that's a pretty memorable gift. Same thing with tools. Make a tool basket or a little tool kit. Not just a box that has tools from Home Depot. There's a way where you could be like, you know, okay, I know he needs a Phillips. I know he needs a wrench. I know he needs an Allen wrench. I know he needs this. Put that all in a basket. Throw some extra stuff in there. Boom. Coffee enthusiasts. You have some people that then they love their coffee. They love their tea. Then great. Get some of these exotic flavors. Get a mug. Put the flavors in there with a couple other little accessories or garnishes. And now you got a really cool gift. These things last. These mugs last. I have a friend of mine for the mom. I got her a blanket with their name on it. And that's something that she could use year round. So there's things you could do that can last. 1-877-DOT-DOT.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael said you were right not to invest in crypto. I didn't invest in crypto because I don't know what the hell it is. And maybe it is the thing of the future. I'm not saying not to invest in it. I just don't trust something I can't see or touch, so I don't know really what the hell it is. And you guys know more. I'm not an economist. That's why you don't come to me for economic advice. I'll give you guys the news and tell you what's going on. I do know how to save money. I know how to not take risks. But if you guys want a show that, you know, teaches you how to do risks and how to, you know, play the market, there's other economy shows for that. But this crypto cluster, I don't know if you guys have been following it, but FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been all over the news.
I didn't really know who he was, but apparently he has supported a lot of Democratic politicians and was a multi-billionaire. But now he's getting sued, as well as Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, Shaquille O'Neal, Larry David, Steph Curry, Naomi Osaka. Apparently a case has been filed in Florida alleging that him and his backers are responsible for billions of dollars of damages to consumers following the demise of FTX. Suit claims that deceptive FTX platform is truly a house of cards and a Ponzi scheme. Some stars were ambassadors for it. Many others appeared in commercials. Wasn't there a commercial with Tom Brady? Listen, I am a fan of Tom Brady and his football. Oh, my gosh. Every time Tom Brady's playing, I stop everything. He's been in a lot of commercials. I remember there was one where he was in the kitchen, and he and Gisele looked like they're arguing, but it wasn't about him retiring or not. It was about crypto. And again, as soon as somebody says crypto, I tune out because I just don't understand it. And if I made money on it, I guess maybe I would listen, but I'm just too much of a weenie to invest. Well, now there is an $11 billion class action lawsuit. The suit has named Tom Brady and his ex-wife, Shaquille O'Neal, Steph Curry, Larry David, and it claims that Bankman-Fried, who's 30 years old now, and the celebrities he recruited to endorse FTX are now behind the losses to American consumers valued at $11 billion. They say they are collectively responsible for billions of dollars of damages that they caused the plaintiffs. And now this Bankman-Fried is already subject to several investigations. David Ortiz, William Trevor Lawrence, Lawrence Jean David, Kevin O'Leary. And apparently a lot of these now defendants are described as parties who controlled, promoted, assisted in, and actively participated in FTX's operations. Now, I don't know. This is a little tricky. How responsible is a celebrity who is asked to play a role in a commercial? You know, so like, let's say I get asked to be in a toilet paper commercial. And that toilet paper ends up having an ingredient that causes people a rash on their tushy. Should I be sued if I was in the commercial? Is being in a commercial the same as endorsing? Now, I'm under the impression that if a doctor endorses something, their neck is going to be on the line. That's why, if you notice, I don't endorse a lot of stuff on my show. Because I don't know what the hell it's going to do to you. And if you guys are going to trust me, I better be worthy of that trust and not try to peddle or push some snake oil. So when somebody goes, I want this advertised as it is going to cure cancer, I'm like, get the hell out of here. I'm not going to advertise it or endorse it. I don't want that on my conscience, and I also don't want to be sued. But if somebody asks me, will you do a commercial for this? Does that mean I'm responsible? What if Tom Brady lost his ass on this crypto stuff? Then does he get to sue also? So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying this to, you know, protect Tom Brady, and I'm very protective of him. Very protective of him. But just like I'm protective of the Dallas Cowboys, don't be giving them any shade. But this is interesting. Apparently, Tom Brady and his ex-wife, Gisele, are named as FTX ambassadors. They joined the company's $20 million ad campaign in 2021. You saw them telling acquaintances to join the platform. So it's not just a simple commercial. I mean, these commercials, when you have a celebrity in there, it's like an endorsement. So apparently in 2019, former Wall Street trader Sam Bankman-Fried and ex-Google employee Gary Wang founded FTX, owner and operator of FTX.com cryptocurrency exchange. By 2020, it acquired a mobile portfolio tracking application called Blockfolio for $150 million. 2021, they grew. $900 million funding rounded valued FTX at $18 billion. FTX signed a sponsorship deal with Mercedes Formula One FTX raised capital at a valuation of $25 billion from investors, including Singapore and Tiger Global. By 2022, the firm was valued at $8 billion, raised another $400 million from its first funding round, another $400 million from SoftBank. Larry David stars in a Super Bowl commercial. I don't remember that because I was at Super Bowl with some friends, and I love him, but I miss a lot of the commercials because we were all talking. And then there was some other, you know, deals coming on. And then I guess they signed a deal to buy an embattled crypto lender, BlockFi, for $240 million. Then they offered a partial bailout of a bankrupt crypto lender, Voyager Digital. And then a whole bunch of other stuff. And then FTT collapses by 72% as clients swap the exchange with withdrawal requests. Binance offers a potential buyout and non-binding deal. Then they back out of the rescue plan on November 9th. So then Bankman-Fried resigns as CEO. FTX files for Chapter 11. This was 5 days ago. So I don't know who loses what, how they recoup what, but it's a cluster and a half. And I don't know, maybe crypto is, I don't really know how many companies are out there for crypto, and you guys might know more than I. I'm just a little reluctant. When somebody said they made a crap load of money fast, I get very nervous about that. Target is blaming their profit loss on organized retail crime. They're getting looted. The discount retailer told reporters on a call to discuss its third quarter earnings that inventory shrinkage or the disappearance of merchandise reduced its gross profit margin by $400 million. Told you guys prices are going to go up. You want to stave off inflation. Let's get a hold and stop crime. They say a Target year-to-date incremental shortage has already reduced our gross margin by more than $400 million. And we expect it to reduce our gross margin by more than $600 million for the full year. A handful of things can drive or shrink our business, and theft is a key driver. We're not alone across retail seeing a trend that has gotten worse. People are stealing stuff. I told you, I was at Home Depot, bought a gift card for a friend, but then I had to pee while my husband was still shopping. And I go, look, and the lady goes at the cashier, do you want a receipt? I go, yeah, so nobody thinks I stole anything. They're like, yeah, we've had a bunch of people come in and steal stuff today. Today. I thought she was going to finish his sentence this year. Today. Had a bunch of people stealing things. And I go, what'd they steal? People walking out with hammers, walking out with screwdrivers, just walking out with stuff. People don't think that there's any repercussions. So what happens? Prices go up. 1-877-DOLLY.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
GCN.com immediately.
You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.